So that spirit living in them, that very real presence of God, was not only going to give them peace, but assurance and confidence to live as God's people in the world. The disciples were still trying to figure out just what had happened, still processing, if we say it in our modern terms. This reading is from the day of resurrection. Mary had been to the tomb just that morning, had encountered the open, empty grave, had mistaken Jesus for the gardener, and then realized who he was, scars and all. She had come to tell the disciples, and now it's evening, and the disciples are still gathered in the upper room where they had had the Last Supper with Jesus just a few days earlier, and they are still afraid. Author Vi Keeland has observed, fear does not stop death, it stops life. And Randy Armstrong of the Christian band The Red says, worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles, it takes away today's peace. Fear and worry are consuming the disciples. And when Jesus appears to them, he wants to take away their fear and their worry. And he does so by giving them, by breathing into them, the promised gift of peace. That reminds me that our word breathe literally means to inspire. Every time we take in breath, it is inspiration. So what inspires you? Do you breathe in God's peace, God's power, God's presence? Do you want to? One of the ideas I sent to all of you for this Easter season suggested using those plastic Easter eggs beyond the Easter season. Over the course of the next few weeks, we could fill those plastic eggs with notes for one another within our families, notes for our friends to share at the end of the season, or we might make notes on each week's message, jot down those takeaways from our worship times and our readings, and save them up for the time when we're together again, and share them out loud then with one another. I am putting in my eggs in my basket today a couple of prayers that came to mind as I contemplated these scriptures. Every morning, as part of my daily prayers, I have adapted Ephesians 6, 14 through 17. Called the full armor of God sometimes. And I pray it every day, invoking God's care and God's protection. One egg is going to hold Ephesians 6, 14 through 17, which says, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Another verse that I often turn to is Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, which says this, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and God will not grow tired or weary. And God's understanding no one can fathom. God gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If those words sound familiar, the worship song on eagle's wings draws its inspiration from this verse and from others in Isaiah and in the Psalms. So I have an egg for Isaiah 40, since it's another of my favorite comforting verses. Verses that remind me that God goes before me, that God is at my right hand, and that because God is always with me, my confidence cannot be shaken and my faith won't falter. That imagery from David of God at his right hand, God at my right hand, brought to mind an ancient Celtic prayer known as the Breastplate of St. Patrick, also sometimes called the Deer's Cry. Patrick grew up in Britain and at the age of 14 was taken into slavery by Irish marauders. For 6 years, he worked as a slave, tending sheep by day and turning to God in prayer each night. And one night, Patrick dreamed of a ship waiting in the harbor. And the next morning, he found the ship exactly as he had seen it in his dream. He returned home, and at first he thought he would never leave home again. He studied to become a priest. And then in another dream vision from God, he heard his new mission. Return to Ireland. Preach the gospel to those who took you captive. Patrick said, "When I awoke, I felt as if I were a slave again, but this time God was my master." One of the stories from Patrick's years in ministry in Ireland reveals some of the hardships he and his fellow priests faced. Not every king was receptive to his teaching, and once when he and his companions knew that they were being tracked, the legend says Patrick prayed this prayer, this breastplate, for protection, and the soldiers passed right on by him without seeing him. Now, whether Patrick composed the prayer on the spot, or whether it developed over the years of his ministry, or whether it came into being over centuries of the legend being told and retold, it is a prayer that affirms faith in the Trinity as the source of strength and protection and peace. And in Celtic tradition, it is a prayer that is rooted in the creation. I want to share it with you. This is Robert van de Weyer's translation of St. Patrick's breastplate. And it's in my egg. Fittingly, it's in a green egg. It says, "I gird myself today with the might of heaven, the rays of the sun, the beams of the moon, the glory of fire, the speed of wind, the depth of sea, the stability of earth, the hardness of rock. I gird myself today with the power of God, God's strength to comfort me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to lead me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's angels to save me from the snares of the devil, from temptations to sin, from all who wish me ill, both far and near, alone and with others. May Christ guard me today from poison and fire, from drowning and wounding, so my mission may bear fruit in abundance. Christ behind me and before me, Christ beneath and above me, Christ with me and in me, Christ around me and about me, Christ on my left and on my right, Christ when I rise in the morning, Christ when I lie down at night, Christ in each heart that thinks of me, Christ in each mouth that speaks of me, Christ in each eye that sees me, Christ in each ear that hears me. I arise today through the power of the Trinity, through faith in the threeness, through trust in the oneness of the maker of earth and the maker of heaven." A prayer of protection. A prayer that echoes those words of David spoken centuries before Jesus' resurrection, yet in confidence of what Jesus would promise his disciples when he breathed on them and said, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit."